Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neesel. Since you're listening, we guess you're a fan of science and its exciting discoveries. Yet the challenges to scientific evidence have rarely been more ominous.
When Dave and I trained to be scientists, we were taught the scientific method, which tests a theory through experimentation. But before about 1600, nature was viewed as a product of something supernatural.
After 1600, people began to observe nature and develop hypotheses and experiments to test those ideas, leading to the scientific method.
Thinkers of the time questioned traditional authority and sought truth, which led to an explosion of scientific advances.
Yet today, there's growing anti-science sentiment with long-lasting effects. For example, in 1998, Andrew Wakefield published a paper linking the MMR, or measles vaccine, to autism. It got a lot of attention.
But he was exposed for taking money from lawyers suing the manufacturers of the vaccine and falsifying data. Yet people still believe his claims, and vaccination rates continue to fall, causing diseases to reemerge.
Other science deniers include the former South African president who refused to believe that HIV causes AIDS, and the Canadian administration led by Stephen Harper, who forbade talk about climate change.
America has its own climate change deniers and its political leaders, yet the start of the 21st century has been the hottest on record.
Regardless of politics and our personal beliefs, we need to push back against deniers of scientific evidence. We're accountable to one another, and future generations depend on us.
We are Drs. David Neesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.